Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcasts and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
What's up? This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, and you're in the room with Brady Hicks.
On the VOC Nation Wrestling Network, right here live on VOCNation.com. Brady Hicks here. I couldn't be more excited. We're coming off an amazing week of professional wrestling. See, how much can change in just 7 days' time, but I cannot wait to talk to all of you guys. 914-338-1885. Of course, we had a couple huge shows over the weekend. We'll talk about those, kind of mix those in throughout. We also had a bit of a return this past Friday. We'll talk about that as well. And honestly, returns all weekend, if you think about it. So lots of stuff to talk about. Brady Hicks here with me, as always, the lovely Kathy Fitz. What's going on, Kathy?
Not much, Brady. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm happy to be here. This is truly an energetic thing. And like I said, I can't wait to talk to everybody here. We also have the one and only maestro of professional wrestling, Papa Stro. How you doing, sir?
Great to be here with you guys. Gosh, like you said, what an exciting, such a turn of events since we last congregated here in Indie Room. So can't wait to dive in on it, you know what I mean?
So show. And we also have Matt Grimm joining us for a little bit. What's going on, Matt?
Here we are, Brady. It's the end of summer.
Everything's winding down.
Oh, don't remind me. What a buzzkill.
Brutal.
And we also have, last but certainly not least, Ray, number one in your heart, the Boston Rebels. Ray Bogus, what's going on, Ray? You look a little blurry tonight. You look like how I am. That's how I see things on the Drunken episode. That's how you look.
Better or worse?
Better. A little better. God, I feel like I'm at the eye doctor. I hate that. Is it one or is it two?
One or two.
They look the same. I'm friggin' blind. They look the same. What's going on, Ray?
What a difference a week. What a difference a week makes. I mean, last week's show basically felt like a funeral. But for someone that nobody likes. And, like, I'm actually excited to talk about some of the things that we saw.
Yeah.
You know, not all good. There's some concerns I have, but, you know, you want to talk about, like, big names being used the right way, or at least being set up to be used the right way, then we have a lot to do.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And I kind of decided to throw myself into the fire of the internet community. I'm sure some of you guys saw it, but I went out on a limb, and I said that I thought that the biggest return this weekend, in terms of the fans and how excited they were, was the return of Becky Lynch. And my God, you would have thought I did something to their grandmother. My God. But I think it's great. Wrestling fans are passionate and loyal, and my God, you talk about loyalty. What happened with CM Punk on Friday night, Matt? 15,000 people standing there crying as CM Punk comes down to the ring. Crying! It was amazing.
And that's not an exaggeration. It's a sight to behold.
Yeah. And so we can talk about that for sure. Again, 914-338-1885. I see we have a couple callers on the line, and we're going to get to you guys soon. We'll get to you guys real soon, I promise. I see Harry there. I see Jesse. And I'm sure others will call in as well. It feels like we've turned the corner. You know, some of the listeners are coming back, so that's good. on the whole, I thought SummerSlam was very good. I know there were some people that didn't care as much for it. The only real complaints I had were, well, Becky Lynch, obviously, coming out and just obliterating Bianca Belair. Like, I feel like unless Bianca was hurt, there was absolutely no reason to have that match go 10 seconds. At best, that could have been a WrestleMania match this year that they could have drawn out over the next 8 months. And at worst, it could have been the match of the night on Saturday night for SummerSlam, a 20-minute encounter.
Brady, it's funny because you had Becky and Goldberg on the same night. And you had Becky going to Goldberg, and you had a Goldberg actually have a good working match with a champ.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah, and by the way, I love the ending for Goldberg because it didn't end. First of all, I thought Lashley was gonna beat him, but what this did, Lashley won, but it left room for more down the line. And the rumor is that maybe that will be the big match for the Saudi Arabia return if they go through with that in October. I guess we'll see about that. I mean. It makes sense probably that they would, I guess, because it's all about the money. So that's where we are tonight, you know? I don't know. What do you guys want to start with?
Where do you want to start?
Well, I don't know. Matt, you have a little bit of time. I'm sure you want to talk about CM Punk. But what are your thoughts kind of from Friday night?
I think it's probably the most important thing that's happened for the industry in a long time. I mean, the reaction of the crowd, the anticipation of seeing a guy who everybody pretty much thought was done and gone and yet still chanted for over the last 7 years. I can't say, and like, look at it this way. His first sentence speaking in a wrestling ring in 7 years, his first sentence he put over somebody else. And by the time he was done, he established that he was having a match with Darby. Didn't run Darby down, and generated a ton of excitement for a pay-per-view in, 2 weeks, is it, I think, coming up?
Something like that. Well, yeah, it's Labor Day weekend, I think.
That is how you bring back somebody who's been gone for a long time.
Mm-hmm. You know what I thought was interesting about it? I thought it was pretty weird, actually, because he had all this goodwill before he left WWE, obviously. And I'm not going to say that he shouldn't have left the company or whatever. I mean, I wasn't there. I don't know what he had going on or what they had going on with him. I can't pretend to know. But there were so many detractors and so many people that said negative things with him over the past 7 years. And it felt like everybody got on board on Friday night, even the people that weren't necessarily CM Punk fans. I think a lot of people were just happy to kind of see that kind of bookend for it, you know, to see something good happen for a change with this guy.
I want to try one of CM Punk ice cream bars. They look delicious.
They look good. He paid for them himself, you know, by the way. He's got the
Tony Khan money. Yeah, he paid for all of them.
Ooh.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. Now, what I was hoping was they were going to have AEW ice cream bars like they never made for him. That's what I was hoping, but it's all good.
Well, I mean, you know, you can only get lucky so many times. But him coming back is huge, and that is probably right. This is probably one of the biggest things, certainly in the last decade, and I know you can very easily make a case that should go further back. It was great to see him. I hope that he looks a little better in 2 weeks, but he sounds great. He sounds like a guy that has rested. And that
he's refreshed.
Ready to go. And I think that for a guy like him, that is probably the most important thing you could say coming out of his retreat.
I think so. And I'm curious what you mean. Like, you hope he looks better in 2 weeks. I thought he looked great. For a dude who's my age, he never really had much muscle mass.
Well, and I guess that's kind of what I'm saying is that he looks like he's in his 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, like, I hope that it is a little more convincing that he is this larger-than-life character that wrestlers are supposed to be in a couple of weeks. I'm happy he's back. I think he's going to do phenomenal things. I mean, that promo set that up. I like that. I hope that the physique gets a little bit better, but like that really is the only thing I can find, and that's the only thing you can find for that return, and the return is kind of phenomenal.
And even more good news, you know, after he has his match with Darby Allin, we know what gang he's going to be in. He's going to join Sting and Darby Allin up in the rafters.
God, I hope not. I hope not.
You know,
he's more of a loner, man. He's more of a leader, you know what I mean? A loner, you know what I'm saying?
Like Darby Allin isn't a loner?
Well, CM Punk doesn't need to be in a gang, you know what I'm saying?
He doesn't, but he's in AEW. He needs a gang.
Would you say...
No, don't give that idea to Khan, please.
Yeah, I know. Please. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Stro, would you say that CM Punk is a one-man game?
Pretty much.
Oh.
I mean, he proved it the other night.
Oh.
He proved it the other night. I mean, literally. He proved it. And ratings and everything.
That was pretty slick, Ray.
Yeah, that was a good one, right? I'm a big
One Man
Gang fan, by the way. Love One Man Gang.
I do too. One of my favorite treasured moments, memories, was getting to cover One Man Gang as part of the Chikara show a couple of years ago. So finally getting to meet the guy, and so it was really cool. He actually did both characters in one night. So very cool.
Fantastic.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it's exciting. I do. So 914-338-1885. Yeah, I don't think that CM Punk needs a gang. I really don't. I just feel like that's what happens with everybody. But I thought it was really telling with this particular case, with CM Punk's return, Matt, that even Jim Cornette was on board. Jim Cornette had nothing but glowing things to say about this entire thing.
Which should tell you something, because I don't think that there is a person who hates AEW or half the roster on planet Earth more than Jim Cornette.
Right, right. Yeah, I think it was special. I do. I mean, there were definitely – I was saying and I'm partially there. Like, I was excited to see CM Punk come back. I'm really glad for him. He was so miserable for so long, and I just felt like, you know, it was really just because – he didn't have that opportunity to kind of go out the way he wanted to. And with this, he should have that opportunity. But with that said, I'm still not totally on board with AEW and everything that they're doing. I watched the first 20 minutes because of CM Punk. I caught the rest later. I ended up staying up for an hour on Friday night watching the Best of the Rock promos on YouTube with Kelly, because I wanted to show her that, like, there were other good speakers before CM Punk came along. You know? So,
something that,
it's good. It's good.
Something that I think we're going to notice, not that if you've been paying attention closely that you shouldn't have noticed before, but this kind of ties into what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a deficiency in AEW, it's that they have too many people in too high of positions that just can't spit out a sentence. And that's going to become very noticeable very quickly. And if AEW is smart, the ones who learn and adapt will get pushed to the front. I'm really hoping that this ends up becoming a net positive where everyone else has to elevate themselves to try to get to where CM Punk is. And virtually none of them are going to get to where Punk is. It's why we talk about him the way that we do. But my hope is that this forces other wrestlers to be better, and that the ones who are able to learn by listening to him and watching him, that mm-hmm. they are then rewarded with our front time.
That would be great. It would be fantastic. Yeah. No, it would be. It would be. And there's so much good that can come out of this with CM Punk, because not only are the fans going to get treated to having him back for a little while, but a lot of the wrestlers are going to benefit from that exposure, from getting to kind of get in the ring with him. You know, Darby Allin will be the first, but I'm sure there's a number of, I guess you'd say, dream matches that they'll be able to put together during the course of time. So I think it'll be really good. We were kind of talking during the chat show, and obviously CM Punk's not the only name that is rumored to be going to AEW. You know, we've heard Daniel Bryan. We've heard Bray Wyatt. We've heard Ric Flair. All these different names. I just heard one of the – oh, Ruby Riott is another one. So there's all these people that might be coming in or whatever. For example, Daniel Bryan. When do you bring Daniel Bryan in after you just had this amazing thing with CM Punk? Do you do it right away, or do you let that kind of settle in before you get the next guy going?
Honestly, I would let the whole CM Punk thing kind of settle, honestly.
Yeah.
Let people digest it more and then bring the big another big bang into the theory of Daniel Bryan debuting for AEW.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's not much is going to top the CM Punk debut, that's for sure.
Well, I was just thinking, it'll be an amazing couple months if you think about it. If they do CM Punk in August, then they have Daniel Bryan in September. Then you do Bray Wyatt in October right before Halloween. So that's the 1-2-3 right there.
There you go.
And you're pulling, and Ray, I know I said this 6 months ago. I think it was a little ahead of my time, a little presumptive. But I think we're getting closer now. They're at a 1-2? Now you add CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, and Bray Wyatt. I think you're pushing a 1-6, 1-7. Now you're kind of almost in Raw's territory.
I'm not sure. We'll see.
Okay. You're willing to admit that it's more possible?
No, I was just, there was more to the thought. I wasn't shooting you down.
I got you.
whoever you bring in, period, whether it's Danielson or whether it is Mr. Wyatt, as we are going to refer to him. I think whoever you bring in third, I don't think the third guy makes any difference. I think there's so much, I think that Punk and Danielson and Bray Wyatt cover so many wrestling spectrums.
Yeah.
That I think whoever the third guy is, I'm not necessarily sure that they're bringing in anybody new as much as they are cementing people that get brought in. So, I mean, realistically, I think if you are right, and I'm in agreement with you, I think by bringing in Punk and certainly then if they bring in Danielson, I think that they put themselves on a level to compete with Raw, which is just not a watchable show at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think by the time the second guy comes in, that they are probably already competing with Raw.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me like that's where we're headed here, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, 914-338-1885. Now here's the question, and I got murdered for asking this, but it was a legitimate question. I'm not saying who's the bigger star. I'm asking, who did the fans care about more? Because there's a very vocal minority that was pulling for CM Punk. And I say a minority, obviously. Now people, again, they're going to be coming after me, I guarantee you. I don't mean a minority as in, like, not many people like him. I mean as in, like, if there's 15,000 people that are really excited about him, but those 15,000 people are more anxious than the 50,000 people over here that are cheering for the new heel, Becky Lynch, who's bigger? Who's bigger? Would CM Punk have gotten that out of 50,000? I don't know. I mean, he probably would have just because of the nature of his return. But Becky Lynch wasn't gone for 7 years, and I think her reaction was pretty damn close.
I think it's a hard comparison to make because you're dealing with wildly different crowd sizes. I mean, like, the United Center holds, what, like 16,000 people maybe, or 17 at the most, I guess? And Allegiant Stadium holds, what, like 46,000? So you're dealing with more than double the size. Like, so, I don't know, just from crowd noise, I think it's hard to even compare the two just because the fan base, like, just the size of the crowd is very different. And, I mean, look, people like Becky Lynch, too, and everybody wanted to see her come back. But, at the same time, she wasn't gone for nearly as long as CM Punk was. And, I mean, at the end of the day, I would argue that Becky Lynch at her height was still probably not quite as popular as CM Punk was at his height. I mean, I don't think it's really – it's not an apples-to-apples comparison.
I don't think it is either. I think Matt brings up – he brings up something really important, which is that we have to remember the crowd size, but I want to use that in a little bit differently here. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying – I mean, I personally like both returns equally, just as much. And, I couldn't really downplaying the other, honestly, because both were pretty amazing to witness watching both shows. And I think both returns is going to help both companies incredibly in the months going forward. So, I mean, I love them both, man. I think it's great Becky Lynch is back. I think it's wonderful that CM Punk is back. So, I mean, I'm just really excited.
Sure.
As a fan, I'm really excited for what lies ahead.
I mean, it doesn't
for
have
sure.
to be,
and really,
yeah, it doesn't have to be an either or. Just to clarify, go ahead. I know I made it.
I mean, it can be. I'm with Stro that ultimately I loved both returns, and I loved them for very different reasons. As far as thinking, like, you know, was one necessarily more anticipated than the other? I think the problem with looking at it the way that you're positing it, Brady, is that you end up with the issue that Matt brought up, that you're comparing vastly different crowd sizes. Probably the way to go about this as just like a thought exercise is if you took the crowd that greeted CM Punk and multiplied that by, I think 2.5, would bring it roughly to the capacity at Allegiant Stadium, do you think we would be having this discussion? And at that point, I'm not sure that I would. I love Becky Lynch. Yeah, I think she is one of the best women that we have going right now. But, I mean, as far as whose return was anticipated more, I mean, I think Punk's probably does.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Those were pretty close reactions. But, yeah, no, you're right. You're right. You're right. I can get on board with that. We're going to go to, actually, Brady's best friend. I can see he's here right now. We're going to go to Harry Barnett, who recently announced his retirement. I'm not sure what he retired from. Do you even have a job? What's going on, Harry?
Why did I know that would be the first thing you hit? I was writing down my list of things that you could throw my way. I was thinking that's going to be the first thing you throw my way.
I mean, you made a big deal out of it.
It would get a couple of additional subs, and it got me about 50 additional YouTube subscriptions. So. No, I was gonna go away, but
you were, but you're not. You're not going.
I'm not. I love the background, by the way. That's
thank you.
Very different from last time. I just remember you hanging the T-shirts up in your background last time.
Yeah, we like to mix it up.
Not everyone can have this professional 3D printed setup like I do, but you know, big fan of the green screen.
Did you print up that entire background? Did you print the shelf? Did you print the door behind you? How far does it go? Okay. Did you print those sunglasses?
Just the stuff on the
shelf. You're wearing right now at 3 in the morning.
I wish that I had printed these sunglasses here.
Okay.
I would have done a better job than these £1 store sunglasses I'm wearing right now.
So what's going on, Harry? How's your health?
My health's up and down. I mean, you know, it's pretty much one of it. Yeah, exactly. Hicks, this is why I love being able to see you on video. You're way more entertaining visually than you are vocally. But, it's up and down. You know, I'm alive. That's the important thing. You know, that's all I can wish for either of us, is being alive.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. I know you're not a huge wrestling guy, but we obviously had a huge return this past weekend. Becky Lynch is back. Now, CM Punk. What are your thoughts on that? CM Punk is back, and he's kind of a curmudgeon like you. You probably kind of appreciate his thing.
A curmudgeon. That's funny. It's funny. A punk's talking about a punk. I get you. No, it's a big deal, however you look at it. He was going to come back eventually. I mean, he was there when he left. He was there in the era of, this guy coming.
Yeah, kid.
This is why I don't miss you playing the noises in the background that I can clearly hear because my headphones work. he was still in WWE in the era of the comebacks, you know, The Rock, Batista, all those other people. So he was always going to join them. He's always going to come back to be a bigger deal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm going to slap the shit out of you next time I see you, much like the first time I saw you. Always going to make me the bad guy, don't you, Brady? Always going to make me the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have come in if I hadn't known what I was walking into. You would be
But you know it's gonna be. You know, we have to mix it up and make it fun.
Right?
I know. I did also get disappointed when I saw Bruce work here, and I thought I was actually going to be talking to a professional rather than a dude.
You know, I didn't even notice that I didn't change that. Okay. See, that's the joys of a shared account.
Operation mistake there.
There we go.
Oh, Brady.
There we go. You know, I knew when you were coming back, I had to invite Rat Boy. He hasn't been on the video since you have.
Well, you know, I take all the rats with me, clearly.
By the way, doesn't it look, and for those who are on YouTube, you'd be able to check us out, or on the Patreon or whatever, but Ratboy right now has this, like, ceiling fan positioned over his head, and it almost looks like a flower, like he has, like, a flower coming out of his head, kind of, or something like that. It kind of does.
Back in the Woodstock days.
Yeah. Got the red solo cup going. Yeah, he's on mute for now. We this is the first time I've had him in a while. It probably what will happen is at about an hour and a half, I'll go to unmute him and his audio won't work. So that usually is how it works.
Yeah,
and really, Harry, and you know this better than anyone. You're an intelligent man.
I'm glad someone thinks so.
Yeah, me too. Muted really is the best place for Rat Boy to be.
Exactly. It's kind of like having
them
on a baby monitor.
Somebody's having fun.
What is that? That's a month old, dude.
Harry, did you print that for Ratboy? What is that?
I didn't, but Hicks, if we're showing things that we printed, I did not forget that I had to send this to you eventually.
Yeah, you were going to do it like 2 months ago.
Yeah, I was going to do it 2 months ago, but you need to remember I've had a tremendous amount of damage to my head, so.
I didn't get a laugh at that.
Brady, you got to remember, England completely broke, so it's not like he's had a chance to.
Wow.
You're doing the same thing, but like Tom Hicks is literally going to be my partner.
Someone's coming.
Wow, who knew the shuddering of the British Empire would elicit such a positive response?
as much fun as it usually is to come join you, it is 2:30 a.m. and
you leaving already?
It's too late.
I just don't like you. No, I'm kidding. Now, go on with your next question, Hicks.
No, I was just gonna. I don't really have questions prepared. I was just kind of going with whatever. But
well, you called us.
And this is why I like raising here. Now, Hicks, it's always fun to come join you, but I do have places to be, and
good day,
Harry.
Harry, do they have beds anymore, or do you guys just all sleep at orphanages and poorhouses? I only know about England from Charles Dickens, so that's pretty much what I assume it's like.
When you were young. When you were young and your parents sent you to that boarding school, how quickly did you learn how to play cribbage or quibbage or whatever it's called?
Oh, dear Lord.
Well, see, Brady, you see this hand? This hand right here. This hand. I'm going to ask you a question. How much does it sting? Because I'm going to slap you another fourth time.
The only term to Greco-Roman.
Oh, Harry, I forgot to tell you. I actually ran into a friend of yours a couple weeks ago. ECWA, the Women's Super 8, was down at a little facility down there in South Jersey, a place that I tend not to go to, but a good friend of yours, Ferran Derry, was there.
Ferran's good people. He was on my birthday show back in January. Yeah, good people.
Hey, I was supposed to be on that show, remember?
Did I not send you a link?
Yeah, you did. I forgot to call in.
Remind me of things.
When will we be doing the roast of Harry Barnett?
We should. That's a good one. That's a good.
Oh,
we should
goodness.
Do that. Because first of all, his ego
goodness.
Would love it. He's probably the only person with a bigger ego than me. Second of all,
That's debatable.
Yeah. Second of all, he would bring out the stars. You know, we could get Rat Boy, and we can get, there's so many. The possibilities are endless.
Oh,
we might even get Kenny Bowen to come out and roast you.
Kenny Bowen?
Yeah, he'll
probably join that team. So who's the MC? Because it's got to be like it's got to be Brady, Stroh, or me.
As long as you don't invite the American Roughneck, I don't care who you bring.
Well, you'd have to do it.
Ray, if the MC would be amazing. It would be totally amazing.
Only if we can call him the young MC. MC squared. Hey, Harry.
That one you can build it as.
Sleep well, Harry.
Before I go, I've got one thing to say.
Yeah.
I've got a show on Sunday night. Stan Stiles will be joining me because, you know, I'm not retiring after all, and any of your people that want to come and watch, youtube.com/thegreat Harry Barnett, and Sunday is my co-host.
There you go. Tell Tinkerbell and Peter Pan I said hi.
Repeat that for me?
I said tell Tinkerbell and Peter Pan I said hi. I haven't been there in years.
Give a warm welcome to Marley's Ghost for me.
I'm going to send someone in Philadelphia around to your house.
I love you, Harry. Take care. Be safe.
Take care, Harry.
There you go. That was I'll do it. The great Harry Barnett, Brady's best friend. So he does crack me up. He does. 914-338-1885. I think what we're going to do right now, we're going to get that commercial break out of the way, and then we'll be done with them for the evening, hopefully. On the other side, we got Jesse, we got Rat Boy, and we have you as well. What is that? That's a cat tail. I thought he had a snake wrapped around him. 914-338-1885. So we have Jesse, we have Rat Boy, and we have you. Be sure to give us a call, and we will see you guys on the other side. And I didn't even tease any topics yet. Like, last week we had this big suspenseful thing, but we'll come up with something, guys. All right, see you on the other side. In the room on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, this is a Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Since 2018, there's only been one program that brings you artists from around the world, both big and small, brings you the best in local talent, and hosts live events. Rock and Roll Union is all of that and more. With C.T. McManus, the Lovely D, and new co-host Psycho Steve Preston, you're sure to get everything you need. So tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for your one-stop shop for all things rock and roll. Rock and Roll Union, music worth fighting for.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9, listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Cassie Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Can Wrestling.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the the Iraqi War.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Jerry, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back in the room on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network at VOCNation.com. Be sure to check us out on the premium account. Go to VOCNation.com and click on premium there. That takes you right to our Patreon page. Check us out on YouTube to search VOC Nation and all that great stuff. While you're on VOCNation.com or your favorite podcast platform, check out all the other great shows that we have to offer on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network. Now, before we jump back into it with the calls and everything and lots of great conversation, Stro, what do you got going on this week, man?
With this Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, WCW Retro Podcast. We'll be on VOCNation.com, and the topic of discussion for Thursday night will be some of our favorite debuts, wrestling debuts of the year. So if you got a cool wrestling debut of your choosing you'd like to share, please call in. And it's Friday night, my horror sci-fi show, The Stro Zone, at midnight Eastern Standard Time at my Facebook page, facebook.com/StroTheMaestro, The Stro Zone. The feature will be Crash of Moons 50, so please tune in.
Crash of Moons?
Yes.
Okay, not Loons. Crash of Moons, that's what we do on this show, Crash of Loons.
Yeah.
Yeah. 914-338-1885 is the number to call in. So tonight I'm asking, and I'm getting slaughtered for it on Twitter, on Facebook, on pretty much anywhere that I've ever asked it. Who was the bigger impact this past weekend? Was it Becky Lynch? Was it CM Punk? I think CM Punk's going to be bigger for AEW than Becky Lynch is for WWE. But damn, that reaction. But that though, you know, but that though. So I'm curious what you guys think. And we're actually, we're going to go to the phones. We're going to kick it off right away because he's been waiting a little while. We're going to go to Jesse up in upstate New York. Way up there. What's going on, Jesse? How you doing, brother?
Not much, brothers. Hey, the SummerSlam, but TakeOver once again stole the show.
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen TakeOver yet. That's why I've been really careful not to say too much about it. I don't even know who the $1 million champion is. Don't tell me. I'm excited to see.
Hey, Brady. You might want to get your favorite drink and your favorite snack, and you better enjoy it because it's another great takeover. I mean, SummerSlam is great and all, but SummerSlam's been around for like decades. Well, TakeOver hasn't been. TakeOver hasn't been around that long, but they really stole the show. And who had the bigger impact in the return? I hate to say this guy's name. I really hate to say this guy's name, but Brock Lesnar.
Not Goldberg, is it?
No, Brock Lesnar.
Oh,
I hate
okay.
this guy.
All right. By the way, I like Brock Lesnar, but he has fully evolved. He now looks like the hipster that lives down the street from me. You know what I mean? Like the guy that would steal a kid's skateboard because he wants to go like get cheap Miller Lite and he doesn't feel like walking 3 blocks.
Is it like a PBR?
Well, yeah, that's probably what
yeah,
it would be, PBR.
The,
yeah. Golden anniversary.
The problem is now is the problem is now Brock has to do all his promos.
The Beast.
Now.
Milwaukee Beast. What?
You can't have Paul Heyman talk for him anymore. Because Paul Heyman's with Roman and the Bloodline. So Brock is
well, you know what?
Love speaking for
we don't yeah. So, I mean I'm guessing that Paul Heyman will stay with Roman, but it'll be interesting to see.
I don't like what they did to Bianca Belair. Who lasted like, who went from number 3, I think it was, to all the way to the end in the Royal Rumble, beat Sasha Banks at WrestleMania, in the main event of night 1.
Yeah.
And then what happens? She loses to Becky Lynch in like 10 seconds.
I really? Know.
Really?
I mean, I had a problem with it, too.
You're really going to tell me you're going to take one of your new stars and have her lose to a big fan favorite in Becky Lynch in 10 seconds?
With a heel, really? By the way. Apparently.
No, I think what's going to happen, though, is you saw in Bianca's last interview on SmackDown. You could tell she was turning. You could tell she's going to start to turn heel soon. She said, "No more
Bianca?
Nights, Mrs." Yeah, Bianca's going to turn heel soon.
Yeah. You know, I honestly haven't heard a word that she said.
Oh boy!
I just keep watching her. I'm not really listening.
You know, Jesse brings up a really good point.
A really
and
good point.
He does. He brings up a really good point. Because this new star that you made, and I don't think that they made her the right way, but that's neither here nor there. You made the star Bianca Belair. You put all these eggs into that basket, so to speak. And then you turn around and you have Becky Lynch just annihilate her.
Well, I know.
You know,
that should have been my lead-in, yeah. I was complaining about that.
And not even have a...
You know who's got to be really...
And not even have a full match back.
You know who's
got to
be really mad about that?
Who's that?
No, I don't know.
Sasha.
Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
Sasha's the one who says,
yeah,
hey, wait a second, wait a second. So the person who beat me lost in 10 seconds. All right. Guess I'm jobbing
and
now.
And not only that, but they took her out of that match to do that.
Yes.
Because Sasha, I heard she got the coronavirus.
They should
and
just let her wrestle
she
with
broke
it if she's
the,
okay.
And then she broke protocol by going out to eat, and now she is in big trouble.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that. Okay. They should have just put a mask on
and
let her go wrestle.
Oh, you know, that's not going to work.
I mean, they wear clothes and, like, bodily fluid doesn't get all over you, so it should do the same thing with a mask.
Yeah, but we'll see what's going to happen next, but,
Yeah.
And, you know,
You all right? You sound like you're in pain.
I got a problem. AEW's got a big problem. They use Cult of Personality in Punk's Return. Guess who owns the rights to that song? WWE.
I don't think WWE does. They let that expire years ago because they're not planning on bringing them back.
They did?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so that is... So,
And actually, who owns it is the band. Well, I can't even think of it at the moment, but the band owns it.
And Living Color.
Living, so they own the rights to that. They license it to these wrestling companies to use it.
Yeah, Living Color, yeah.
Yeah. Except for the indie companies. Like, I was at one indie show where 8 of the 10 wrestlers on the show used Cult of Personality as their music. And 7 of them used Super Kick as their finisher. It happens.
Yes.
It's great. It literally is a cult. It literally. What do you think? Do you think what gang do you think that CM Punk's going to be in? Are they going to redo the Serious Society?
Nope.
Maybe Best Friend
to be straight.
I could see him with the Best Friend.
No, I think what's going to happen is his
Biden
wife,
with Friend's mom. Yeah.
CM Punk's wife. AJ is going to join up with him.
Okay.
And I think that'll be a little. I don't think that's ever been done.
I don't think AJ wants to wrestle anymore. I could be wrong. I don't think she wants to wrestle anymore.
She doesn't have to wrestle.
Well, I don't think she wants to be around wrestling anymore.
You don't know that.
Okay, but Brady, you're missing the point. Jesse wants AJ to be involved in some way.
Well,
so
I mean, I do too. I do too. I would like to see her join the OnlyFans brand.
Hey.
See, that's the kind of thing that gets me in trouble, right? That's what we were talking about earlier. I'm only playing. AJ's a good friend, actually, Jesse. I knew her back from the indies.
They're doing
she doesn't
away
talk to me anymore,
the
but
adult content. They're doing away the adult content in October.
I know, it's all for kids
and
now.
Everything is... Yep.
Cartoons and stuff. There is literally nowhere to put your pornography online anymore.
Yes, there is.
I don't know which part of this... I don't know which part of this exchange I just enjoyed more. The fact that Brady is lamenting that he doesn't have a place to put his pornography, or that Jesse immediately told him, no, there it is.
Wow.
I mean, you know, I don't have an – do you have, like, an admin, like, password for Pornhub or something? Like, where are you putting it?
Oh, my God. It's totally free. Oh, my God, Brady.
Where do I drop this footage? I got some good stuff.
Oh my god.
Do you have a server?
Where can
I send this stuff?
Oh my god. I am completely gone right now. Brady.
This is why he doesn't call in for 8 months at a time.
Hey,
that's how long it takes you to charge his phone.
Probably. What were you saying?
I've just been busy with stuff.
Okay, brother. I'm just playing. But seriously, where can I upload porn?
Oh, my God, dude.
I mean, I don't know.
Upload it.
You know. Upload it where?
Oh, Brady.
There's nowhere to hide it.
Brady. Go.
The dark web. How do I get to the dark web? Is
don't
there like a website
that.
I can go to? What? Like www.darkweb.com?
Oh, Jesus.
We need to stream this on the dark web.
Do you seriously want people to be watching your pornography online? Do you seriously want that?
What do you want me to send out DVDs to my friends and family? Like, what's your distribution plan?
It's for you to enjoy. It's not for other people
Wait,
to enjoy.
Wait, for me to enjoy my own porn?
I think that's a little
creepy. I got you.
I mean, it's a little creepy.
Oh, no, I meant stuff with me in it. Not like I own porn and I want to upload it online. I'm kidding, though, Jesse. I don't really have anything.
Okay. Oh, you're jinking my chain.
Yeah, yep. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. But if you know of anywhere I can upload it, please send me a message.
Did you hear?
www.vocnation.com.
The Miz turn on John Morrison.
GoDaddy.org.
Yeah.
The Miz turn on John Morrison again.
I heard that. And people are making such a big deal. He did it before. They had that pyramid on the ramp, and he. He's probably just going to apologize, and they'll get back together next week.
Nope. Not the way he beat him up. Not the way he beat him up. I mean, like, really unmercifully beat up John Morrison. Worse than he did in 2009.
Well, the Miz has never beaten anyone up other than John Morrison, so I'm sure they'll get back together.
Well, yes, he did. No, they'll never. Not this time. This time it is done.
So what you're saying is they will never, ever, ever get back together. Ever, ever.
They'll never, ever, 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 ever.
Do you think they'll use Taylor Swift as their song?
Oh, God.
I used to think we were forever, ever, and I...
Ever, 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 ever.
Remember when I used to do karaoke before the shows, how much fun that was?
Oh, wow.
That's great.
All right, Jim. So if you figure out where I can upload that stuff, let me know.
Oh, my God, Brady. Brady, go on to www.pornhub.com, and you can look it up there.
Oh, you can actually upload there yourself. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
If I send it to you, can you just upload it for me?
No. No, I cannot do that.
Listen, if you don't ask, then their answer is always no, all right? So I found out. Now I know.
If you want to, Brady, if you want done something right, sometimes you guys just do it yourself.
That's my motto in life.
There you go.
All right, brother.
All right.
It's been a pleasure. Hey, you stay safe, and I hope to talk to you real soon, brother. I should hold the microphone while I'm talking.
All right. All right, you guys have a great night now.
You too, brother. Stay safe.
You too, Jesse.
All right. Yep. All right. Bye.
Put on your mask.
Yeah, put on a mask and a face shield.
Yeah, I'll see you, man.
I'm at my home right now.
I'm in 30 boosters.
What did you say? You're not at home right now? Good night.
I'm at home.
Okay, good for you. Good night.
Yeah.
See you, man. That was Jesse. Good old Jesse. I miss Jesse. I did. So 914-338-1885.
I think Jesse works at a donut shop.
He used to work at, like, UPS. But
that's a good place for him.
Yeah, but he lost that when the government started shutting things down last year. Applicably. So, anyway. Yeah. So SummerSlam, good show, I thought, right? You guys pretty happy with it?
Yeah.
TakeOver I haven't seen yet. I do want to see it. I started on, like, the first match, and then I just kind of ran out of time, so I will catch up this week. Catch up this week. That sounds really good. Catch up in French fries. Yeah.
I haven't had a French fries in a while. I should get some.
All right, let's go out to Trenton. Oh, Rat Boy, live from 7-Eleven. What's going on, brother?
Okay, let me say something real quick. I don't want to get nobody mad, okay? Jesse's wrong.
Wait, do you know where I can upload it?
Jesse's wrong, because I just read an article. Joshua Banks wasn't cleared to wrestle because she did hit her head 2 weeks ago on that chair hard. She was at medical care. And don't go around saying that they got coronavirus.
Right. That's fear-mongering.
Yeah.
Because they said she was at medical care because she hit her head hard on the chair. And they signed the contract.
I heard what happened was she banged the back of her head, and now she's out because they wanted her to get vaccinated.
And plus, they was going to hold off on Becky Lynch, Tover, but McMahon says they're bringing her in now. But the biggest
I still think they're making a mistake with her being bad. That reaction that she got was huge. I didn't agree with what they did with Bianca Belair, but what they did.
They done another mistake for putting her on the wrong show.
Mm-hmm.
She left Raw. She should have went back to Raw.
Well, technically, she hasn't appeared on SmackDown yet, so maybe she's not going to be part of SmackDown.
Maybe she is because that's where the baby is rolling, you know?
The baby is
there. Think of that.
The baby is a fox baby.
Think of that.
They
got a happy couple. They got a threesome now. They got a mother, a father, and a little baby could rush at the same time.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Brady, I feel like I'm having a stroke. I had to rescue this call.
You smell toast?
Yeah.
I smell toast. Did something just pop?
But the biggest pop of the night was Brock Lesnar. Think about it.
Do you know anyone with Brock Lesnar's haircut and beard? Because I know a few people.
Man, he looks like Popeye Wimpy or something like that with that beard. He's put a pipe in his mouth. He might look like Wimpy.
Popeye's father,
Wimpy,
whatever
his name is. Yeah, I thought Brock Lesnar was the biggest pop of SummerSlam because he did come out as a good guy.
Rat boy.
Again, you know, I'm telling you,
Popeye was the biggest pop of the night. Okay.
Rat boy, I'm having this problem, and I'm hoping you can help me out. So my family is going hungry, and I'm thinking about stealing a loaf of bread to feed them. Do you think that that's wrong?
Well, Brady, come on, man. Do what I do with my mom, you know? When we go grocery shopping, I buy half of a grocery bill every time we go out.
We're all poor. I'm going to steal
bread. Brady doesn't have any money, so, like, would stealing the bread be wrong?
Like, I'm stealing an internet connection right now.
What you got to do is you got to go to these people that give out food and get some of those free bags and give to your mom and dad.
Well, what, do you want me to steal the bags of groceries?
No. Just go to any place that gives out food for free and you'd be set.
Oh, like a shelter. Okay, so don't steal bread.
Yeah. Okay, so Rat Boy, like, clearly you think that free bread is okay. So, like, at what point?
Chip, your mom is on your
food. What are you stealing? Like, if you steal bread, hang on, I'm not finished with my premise. So, like, if you steal bread, that might not be wrong, but, like, what if you also steal some jelly to put on the bread? Like, does adding the jelly make it a crime? Are you only allowed to steal for sustenance?
What if you...
I'm not sure about that. You want me to go to 7-Eleven and steal something?
How
can you steal things from the 7-Eleven, Brady? They give them free milk.
Yeah, you can't. What if I want to cook my bread in a pizza oven outside? So, am I okay to steal a pizza oven if I'm hungry?
No, I think you have to make your own.
It's for where the
pizza
oven is. If it's on the curb, you can steal it. If it's on a curve, you can steal it. If it's not on a curve, you can't steal
it. It's on a curve. What do you mean on a curve?
On a sidewalk. Out from
door.
Someone
has
trash.
A
curve.
It's a curve. Like if I'm going around a curve and it's sitting there, I can take it.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound stupid here, but I just didn't understand.
No, that's understandable. Okay.
So, understandable.
So, Rathboy, what if I have just purchased new furniture and then I set it down on the curb to briefly get an ice cold beverage from my home? Because it's on the curb, are you allowed to steal it? Or, like, is there some protocol here?
I'm not sure about that.
On the curb. Okay. What if I steal somebody's mattress, but I leave it outside on the curb to make sure that there are no bed bugs, to let the bed bugs go away before I bring it in? Can you steal that mattress just because it's out on the curb? I mean, it is my mattress.
Yeah, everybody steals mattresses. Come on. Even homeless people steal mattresses.
Okay.
All right. Around here.
Right. Rafa, where do you think the homeless people steal the mattresses from?
All over
the mattress factory.
No, people get thrown out on the curb and before the garbage man comes around, they got them already and just hit them.
Ah, brother. You know, when I was younger, I used to make prank calls to 1-800-MATTRESS. I don't think it's illegal. Maybe it is. I used to do it.
Surely the statute of limitations.
Yeah, I was like young. I was like 10 or 11.
Speaking of things like this, it used to be fun to do. Go ahead and mute that, though. I think you're done with him.
Love you, brother.
It was called boxing. Do you remember this?
Boxing?
Okay, so, no, and it wasn't what you think. It wasn't like fist up or anything. It's really a great way to fight, too. Arms down, face presented. It was called boxing. So,
hey, yo.
I think it was DHL. Used to give you, if you were moving and you were going to use them to move, like, if you put in an order, or like, if you, they would send you free boxes. So, it became a thing for a while.
Like King Hippo. Like,
meow. Yeah.
King Hippo, yeah.
Meow. They would send you free King Hippos, too.
Meow.
Yeah. So, it took them a little bit. But, like, they figured out what people did for a while. Meow. They would...
Sorry.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Are you on now? Now. Oh, you used to get someone's address, and you would put in, I think 100,000 boxes to move. And they would send them, and all of a sudden, this person would have, 100,000 boxes just sitting in their driveway. That's no one to, nothing to do. You don't remember that?
No. But I was also trying to think of what I was going to say next, so.
You're going to make some hippo noises for the next time. It'd be a great bit. That would be a great bit. Like, if somebody calls in and their calls, most of my calls isn't very good.
I think this is a great idea. I just had it. Yeah, go ahead.
So then Brady, in the middle of the call, Brady just starts going,
ow,
ow, ow. Yeah. And would not acknowledge it. Just kind of go.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I just had a great idea, and I'm going to see if I can make this happen. But and in order to do that, I need you to talk for 1 minute. Or we could just be silent for 1 minute. Or I could take a commercial, because we haven't had enough of those.
We've only had one.
I know, but it lasted for 25 minutes. No, it did last like 10. We're gonna take a real quick commercial break, and on the other side, 914-338-1885. Hopefully Derek joins us as well. I reserve judgment on that, but we'll be right back.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
Rock and roll, you.
All right, so 914-338-1885, it's In the Room on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network, and we're back, and I feel like we are slowly doing the death march toward the end of the show, and it happens sometimes. You know, we have a great show last week, and this week I feel like I've been shot in the gut, but it's okay, because we're having a good time anyway. I had this idea that I wanted to take a commercial break so that we could kind of flesh this out. But I downloaded,
I don't think introduce it.
You don't think introduce it?
I don't think introduce it. I think just
do
bring
it.
Somebody on.
All right, you know what?
And we just see how things go.
Okay. Rapley, I feel bad. I know you had something else to say, so I'm going to bring you back on, actually. What were you saying, brother?
I was going to say, how is Joe Nazzoli, your ECW management there, that me and the boss are coming to ECWA to take your tag team title away from your guy. Terrible women.
Give it to me, man.
Give me
the hell?
Kong.
Why ain't that Mario stuff for? Huh? Mario Brothers music for?
Gong. Gong.
I can't do it anymore. Thank you, Raffles. Come on. All right,
Raffles. Okay, here's the best part. Like that is F0 or something, and then you're doing almost like the punch out noise, and then I'm doing the jump on the Kremlins in Donkey Kong, and then Red Boy and Force Red Boy asks what's the Super Mario?
I was doing like on like. Little Nemo when you go up to the character and that's like nah, 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 like that.
Oh,
Rat Boy.
No one else, really nobody else, takes our abuse with such gentle good humor.
I think he's mad at me. He's not even answering anymore. You there, Rat Boy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
I'm here. I'm not mad, you know. You can laugh without me or you can laugh with me, and I don't care.
I'm laughing with you, brother.
Oh, yeah.
You're laughing with me.
You know what I need to do? I need to find one caller who doesn't know about it, and I just play this the entire time that they're talking.
But this is the best thing for unknown callers like Dustin. He don't call in no more. Tora.
Sometimes. Tora called in last week. Dustin called in 2 weeks ago. So.
Yeah. They're
well, good.
That's what it is.
Yeah. All right, brother. So it was great to talk to you, man.
Oh, yeah, and I'll be down Columbus this Thursday
okay.
In the back.
Maybe when the summer's over.
In the back
over.
Of the building there. First
I'll be back when the summer's
over. You got to come down, man. You got
to
come
Not
down.
Not in the summer. It's too hot. I got better things to do than to go to that hellhole.
Oh, guess,
too
guess
hot.
What I picked up for a dollar?
What?
Guess what I picked up for
Wait, let me guess.
Guy
Let me guess. You got to let me guess. Let me guess. What did you pick up for a dollar at the flea market?
Jeez.
Oh, boy.
Well, I know it wasn't a charging cable because they charge $3.50 usually. I'm going to guess a hat with the little Shop of Horrors plant coming out of the top.
Nope.
For
oh, yeah, it's been a slide trap.
No.
Wait, can we all guess first?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So, I guess, I think he got a jacket with, like, from some popular film franchise, and the character is on the back, but, like, not quite.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you told an alien about, like, what Game of Thrones was, and then they tried to make a logo.
Yeah.
Just on the back of the jacket.
I got you. Sort of like when you go to Times Square and they have the knockoff Mickey Mouse with the eyes that go this way.
Yeah.
Like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Was that it, Rat Boy? Was it a jacket with a knockoff character?
Nope.
Stro, do you have any guesses? What did Rat Boy buy for a dollar?
Soap.
No.
Maybe. No, come on.
Did you have that personal hygiene? Right,
cut the music. Cut the music, and
I'll
tell
you
what it is.
I have another guess. You bought 4 hot dogs for $1.
No. You're gross.
It sounds disgusted. Close.
Okay. You want me to tell you?
Wait, hold on.
I picked up.
Hold on.
I picked up. You ready? A speaker, okay?
Listen.
The younger Tristress Morrison. I got Johnny Tristress.
What, the action figure or the person?
It's perfect. It's in good shape. Perfect. It's not in a box, but it's in good shape.
Are you talking about
Johnny Tristress?
Are you talking about like an action figure or you actually got him?
Yes, the action figure.
Okay, the action figure, all right.
Oh, wow. Well.
Making sure you can never be too careful when you're around Trenton. Yeah, that's a real thing where people get trafficked to Columbus.
Yeah, for $1, I got Johnny Brister.
Now, what are you going to do with that figure? You going to, like, book matches?
No, I'm just going to put him on a shelf with all the other ones.
Okay. All right.
But there's one I can't find, and I know he better get one out soon. I want the Stroh doll, too. I can't find him. The Maestro. He don't got no doll out.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
look on eBay.
Oh, is it?
On eBay, yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to have to find
that eBay, find out. Yeah.
Johnny Dixon next
year. New merchandise. New merch is on the way, too. So, you
okay.
New merch.
Very cool.
All
right,
I just
took
Johnny Dixon by Alexa Blitz.
I'll see you, brother.
Here. I'll see you and I'll talk to you next week. Because I'll be busy all week, and you all have fun, and take care of your mom and dad. Make sure you buy them food. Make sure you put it on the table for them. You know.
Yeah.
All right. Because right now my mom's getting an operation on her eyes. She can't drive for a while, and I got to do everything myself for now.
But you can't drive, so.
Yeah, because she's getting her eyes operating on.
Got to pick her up on the bike.
I would like to see Rackley drive like a bus, like a city bus.
I mean he drives in the back of it.
Hang on. I got the 7-Eleven across the street. Right around the corner from me, I got a General Dollar.
Are they having a milk special?
A General Dollar.
All right. This is going on enough. Take care, brother. I love you.
All right, you too.
Very much.
Bye-bye.
Love you so much.
Hey, me too, man. I gotta take that train ride to come and see you. One of these days.
I don't love you that much. All right, brother. I'll
hang
talk
out
to
and
you.
Party, man.
Nah, it's okay. How about some quick hits? Do some quick hits?
Let's do some quick hits.
Should I do the 8-bit music? No, that'll get overplayed. We need some quick hit music.
We do.
All right. So WWE this week, while they were in Las Vegas, they filmed a bunch of stuff with Baron Corbin that's going to play out on social media all week. I don't know if he gets lucky at the table. They said it had something to do with the Illusionist. What is it? Michael, whatever his name is. Chris. You know what I mean. It's the famous guy. Chris Angel. Angel. Yeah, I was drawing a blank. But his stuff continues to be... I was disappointed he wasn't on SummerSlam. He's been amazing. He's been absolutely amazing. Just funny. I love it. I really do love it. What do you think about that, Stro? You a big fan of Baron Corbin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was hoping he'd be on the pay-per-view, too. That'd be cool.
Yeah. I thought they'd get him in some way, you know?
So. This year's SummerSlam, by the way, was the most viewed and highest grossing SummerSlam in company history.
Wow.
The seven-figure global audience marked a 55% increase over 2020. That's probably not hard. And a 29% increase over 2019. So it'll be interesting to see if that translates to ratings or not. I thought it was a very good show. I thought they did a good mix of bringing people back. Logical storytelling by and large. I thought the matches all made sense and played out well, except for the one. Not everything was perfect, but I thought they did everything that they needed to do. I'm just looking here. CM Punk goes to bat for the fan that was crying when he came out. Said he cries at Avenger movies. So people shouldn't
cry.
I think so. I think so too. Of all the things you can think of, you know. I mean, I guess I cried when Scarlett Johansson died, but that's about it. No Scarlett?
That's different.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's not really Avengers. That's Scarlett Johansson. And they're also offering on free tickets, by the way. So is Impact, but apparently he turned those down. No, I'm not kidding. They haven't gotten a hold of him yet, so. They're trying to find the guy. I think that's it. I don't have anything. It's a quiet week.
All the big news was right up front.
Yeah, exactly. Adam Cole apparently, I mean, I've heard he signed his deal. I heard he didn't. I heard he extended till after SummerSlam. I heard he's been working without a contract since last month. Apparently, the newest rumor is that the meeting with Vince McMahon went well, but Adam Cole does not officially have a contract right now. So he could still go to AEW or somewhere else. I really am crossing my fingers that he gets a shot at the main roster. Because I could see him being kind of, I know he's getting older now, but I could see him being a guy that they would build around. Maybe. Maybe not. I could also see him, what happened to Karrion Kross, so who knows.
Yeah. You think they'll give him a helmet like they did Karrion Kross?
Yeah, he's becoming a welder.
Ooh. And then, like, he could do, like, an old guy bit, and he could be the elder welder.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes it dumb. I can't believe you just said that. Brady, what's on your show?
I was going to say, if you haven't seen with Bob the Builder, he could be Will the Welder. See, that was worse. That was worse. There's always something worse, as I learned a long time ago. Anyway, so... I guess that's going to do it for this week. Joe, did you have anything you wanted to plug on the way out?
I just, you know, WCW Retro Thursday night, the 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VOCNation.com. We'll be discussing our favorite debuts through the year, so kind of cool debuts we'd like to share if you call in. And then this Friday night at StroZone, Facebook.com/StroZoneMaestro, 12 midnight. Eastern Standard Time. The feature will be Crash of Moon.
All right. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in this week in the room. I know it was a little weird, but we had a good time, as we always do. So once again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you to the best casting crew I could ever ask for, including Kathy Stroh, Derek Ray, Matt. All you guys are just top-notch, and you make Tuesday nights amazing, amazing to me. Take care, everybody. Everybody, be sure to check out all the great stuff on VOCNation.com. And, be good to each other. Love each other. Much love. All right. Take care, everybody. Have a great week. Bye-bye.